Okay, so with that caveat in mind, we'll start from where we left off. We're by the Amar Rava, right?
Yeah.
By the Shachar Para. So again, we had a machlokas. We're going back. We had a machlokas as to whether or not you need intent to do shmita. Machlokas of Nasser and the Chachamim. And Nasser said you don't really need kavana, and the Chachamim say you do need kavana, but sort of that you do need the kavana, at least kavana to slice. So he brings the shmita school. Yeah. The shmita school. That could have been helpful. So Gemara now is going to bring down a Mishnah in Maseches Parah. So the halacha is the Mishnah Maseches, a din from the Mishnah Maseches Parah. The Mishnah Maseches Parah in Perek Dal Mishnah Dal says that if during the time the Kohen who is dealing with the Shrita of the Parah Duma or any other Avoda, right, he's also doing another Malacha, then the Parah is Niselas. You can't be doing something else while you are doing the Shrita of the Parah Duma, because it's Mihesek Hadas. Another thing is also, if you chef another animal with the paraduma at the same time, that also makes it possible for two reasons. Number one, you're doing something else. Number two, is that you're not allowed to have it's v'shachat uksa, you're not allowed to chef, only it you chef, not something else. So now we're going to bring this din up by the paraduma, and we're going to apply it to Machlokes between Rav Nosson and the Chachamim. Amar Rava, Rava says, shachat, let's say you chef to the paraduma, v'shachat behema acheres ima. And at the same time, you had intent and you shechted a fallen animal with it. The divrei kol bein Rabbi Nosson bein Chachamim, the paradum was pasul because you were doing a malacha at the same time. It's a malacha acheres ima, and therefore it is pasul. But what happens if nishchata behema acheres ima? It happens to be you didn't have intent, but you happen to have shechted another animal at the same time that you do with the paraduma. So Rav Nosson, according to Rav Nosson, says that shechita schul does not require intent. So this is a valid shchita. So therefore what? The parah is going to be psula because you were doing something else at the same time you were shechting the paraduma. It's a valid shchita over here, but the behemoth that you shechted is going to be kosher. Rashi says, Nishkata behemoth acheres ima below miskavein, the Rav Nosson, the machshir shchita school below kavana, the behemoth is kosher, but the parah is psula. The apple gabdil shalom b'kavana, lo misifdaite, below misri misasik lo acheres, even though you don't have Pesach Hadas here. Why? You didn't have intent. It just happened. Nevertheless, Hoel Ushkitasa Kesheira, once the Shkita is kosher, that means you badly shech with somebody else, and that violates Israel Osa. You have to only be shechting it. Right? Shkitasa Kesheira, Mislam, Yishun, Vishachat, Osa, below Osa, the Taberta. That makes it possible. But, the Rabbanon, the Parah is going to be kosher, the Parah is going to be Paradum Kesheira. Why? Because the Behemoth Tzula. Because if you didn't have intent, your Shkita is invalid. If your shechita is invalid, you didn't shech. So you shech badly. So number one, you have no problem with Pesach Hadas because you didn't have intent. Number two, you have no violation of a shechet osa because you didn't shech anything else because you didn't have intent. It was invalid. So therefore, the behemoth that you shech is invalid, but the paraduma is still kosher. Right? So Gemara says, shechita, what's the finish here? That's just an application of their rule. Listen, we may not prove it by our own, but once you take the rule and you apply it to all scenarios, that's going to be the application. So what are you coming to? What's the finish? What are you coming to Mekayishwas over here? Right? It's Shita. Rashi says, Akati lo shaminon, the kola oskin the parah, post most of them. He's just foreshadowing. The Gemara answer is no. What's the finish? Nishkata behema acheres Rabbi Nosson Ishrafile. I need the case, the finish is, I need this whole to do to teach me the case of if I shefted, if it happens to be that I shefted, a behema acheres according to Rabbi Nosson Ishrafile. Why? He says it's possible. He said in that case that it's possible. Because of Osa, right? So Sakadai Khamina Bashakar Osa, the Halamina was that Bashakar Osa only applies if I chef two paradumas. Not if it's a paraduma something else. From Ashlan, it's even chefing an animal other than a paraduma with the first paraduma. Sakadai Khamina Bashakar Osa Amarakmana below Osa Bikaverta. Well that is not it and something else, and Hefi Dami, you go to Shakar stay paros, Bahadehadadi, that you chef two paros agumos together. Right, about behemoth the cool in Amalo, but if you shechted the behemoth cooling with the paraduma, then that would not constitute a violation of Bishachan Osa Velo Kaverta. Kamash Milan, that even that is considered Osa Velo Kaverta, and therefore Rav Nosson would say it's possible. So you bring the whole thing for that finish. Now the Gemara's Rav continues. Let's say you're shechting the paraduma, and Chosach Delos Ima. While you're shechting the paraduma, you chop off a gourd. There's no problem with intent or anything over here. You chop off a gourd. The divrei kol psula. Everyone is agreed that the paraduma is pasul now. Why? Because when you purposely shechted the gourd, that's clearly, that's obviously a valid ice thing to do. So now you're doing another malacha with the paraduma. You're doing it with paraduma possible. You can't do another malacha. But nechdekad de la ima, let's say accidentally, without intent, without kavana, the gourd gets chopped while you're shechting the cow. So divrei kol, it's going to be kosher. Everyone is going to agree that is kosher. Why? Because the only time a malacha acheris is poselas the parah, that is if it's done with kavana. You have to have a hesek hadas. You can't have a hesek hadas if you have no intent. So if I had no intent to cut the gourd, so number one, I don't violate osav elolas kaverta because it's not another animal. There's no shrita. Number two, I'm not in violation of the fact that I'm doing another malacha during the malacha of the paraduma because I had no intent. So therefore, the paraduma is kasher. The loss is kasher. So there's a shrita. Look at it. See what the story is. If I have intent, well, only point of my number says they need intent. Let the case.
What about just in this case now? Extrapolate to everything else.
Right.
You have 35 cases before where you have intent. We're not intent. Now, individually.
When it comes to the paraduma, because the paraduma can only be possible for those two items. So if the other thing that gets done, that gets accomplished during the shkita, is something that was unintentional, you had no hesek hadas, the part of doing it would be kosher. You have to look at the person's intent. You have to look at his mens rea. Right,
Rav?
You have to look at his mens rea to find out whether or not it's valid or not. Okay. The next Mishnah is going to deal with the psul of Shehiyah. Another one of the five halachos Moshe Mitzinai, that passes the shechita, which is Shehiyah, which is a delay. Which basically means, if you delay in the middle of the shechita, if you delay a certain amount of time, which we're going to determine in the Mishnah of the Gemara, and then you continue, the Shechita is possible. So now we're going to have a Mishnah where the Tanoim are cholek what the time frame of Shehiyah is. Nakla Sakin. I'm in the middle of doing my Shechita, and the knife falls out of my hand. Vihigbiya. And then I pick it up, and I continue doing the Shechita, right? So Nakla Sakin Vihigbiya. Or Nakla Kela. Whatever it is, I had all my utensils around me, and they fell. Vihigbiyon, and I picked him up, and then I continued doing the shechita afterwards. Right? Or, hishkiz as a sakin. Whatever reason, I'm playing with the knife, I'm fixing the knife before the shechita, and then I start doing the shechita, and go off, and I got tired. So I tarried for a time period. Ubachaveru, ubachaveru is lavdavka, to mean even you continue doing the shechita afterwards. Vishachat, and you finish the shechita in all these scenarios. In if you waited the amount of time of a shechita, then it's possible, right? So what's that? What that's considered shia? What is the amount of time of a shechita? Rav Shimon says no. It's a different shear for what the delay is. Rav Shimon Omar in shaha kidei bikur. If you carried or delayed the amount of time it would check, the amount of time it would take to check the knife, that is considered that is the shear of shehiya.
What's he starting?
You have to start the shechita. No, it doesn't make a difference. I don't think it makes a difference. As long as you delay. It's a delay. So I don't know if that's because you start the shechita. Start the shechita is when you hit the simon. That's when you start shechita. Before that, it's not shechita. Well, let's get to the Gemara. So, my kidei shechita. What constitutes kidei shechita? So, Amarav, kidei shechita behema acheres. It's not the amount of time that it would take me to go back and finish. Let's say I cut one simon, and I delayed the amount of time it would take to cut two simon for a complete shechita. So what he's saying is, it's the amount of time it's for a complete shechita. Right now, for me to finish this, it's less than a complete shechita. I've already finished one simon. But that's not what he's saying. You have more time. You have kidei shechitas behema acheres. Rashi says, don't say you only had the amount of time to complete this shechita. You had the amount of time for a complete shechita. So Amalei Rav Kana, the Rav Asi, the Rav. So Rav Kana, the Rav Asi, the Rav. Well, wait a second. Kidei shechitas behema lebehema and oaf leoaf. Odilma af behema leoaf. How long is the time period? Do I have to make a distinction based on different species, or is it a set rule how much time it would take to shech an animal? Because for a bird, it takes a lot less time to chef than an animal. The bird's much smaller. So let's say I delayed during the shechitas of the oaf. Do I have now the time it would take to chef a behemoth, or do I only have the amount of time it would take to chef an oaf? So Amr Lahus, or Rabsis, or Khan Rabasi, lo habi medichna bebe chavivi di ashle. At that time, I wasn't so close, when my uncle, you know, was giving the shiur, I wasn't so close to him, so I didn't ask him this question. I mean, I don't know. I didn't ask the Rebbe at the time. I don't know. I didn't ask him. So Itmar. So we bring a brisa. I bring a makos amarayim about this. Amarav. Rav says today shkinas behema lebehema va'ok lo. Rav says that it's species oriented. Today shkinas behema for behema and for oak for oak. So if I delay the amount of time it takes to shech the behema while I'm shechting a bird, that's invalid. You only have the amount of time that it would take to shech the oak. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says afilu shkinas behema lo. He says no, it's a set rule. The delay is, the halacha for a shihiya is the amount of time it would take to shech the behemoth. That's what the delay is. The same, he asked the Rabin, when Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said in the name of Yochanan, afilu behemoth lo. The shear is the amount of time it would take to shech the behemoth, even if you're in the midst of shechting a bird. So now, fine. Now the Gemara brings a shita from Chanina. Chanina says, Chanina Amar, kidei sheyavi behema acheres v'yishot. It's the amount of time it would take for you to go get another animal and then shech it, which is a much longer period of time period, because you have to go to the corral and open it. Then the Gemara asks, I say outside, the Gemara asks, wait a second, it depends. If I'm living in Cedarhurst, it takes me a lot longer to go to the slaughterhouse to get something, as opposed to I'm actually in the pot, the fat of the shiur. It's a different amount of time depending on where you are. So the Gemara asks, yodi afilu me'amba. That means even if you're from a distant place, nasat of the refu shiur. It's all going to be depending now on how close you are to the new animal. That can't be. It's got to be a set amount of time. So Amar Rapapa says, no, it's omedes lahatil ikebenayu. The Kavanah of Chanina is not talking of, when he says, it's not that you bring the behemoth from something else. It means the setup. And if you have the behemoth with you, it also takes time to set up the behemoth, to lie on the back, all that whole setup. Is that whole setup included in the amount of time you have to delay? So Rav Chanina is saying that, yeah, the amount of time it said that you have to set up the behemoth for the shlita is also given to you in the delay. Otherwise, he says, no, it's just the amount of time it checks. Right? So Rashi says, Omedes kan umechuseres hatala la'aretz. It's just missing being hung up, basically. You know, you have to hang it up. So that's the difference. Yeah, you lie on the back. That's how you do it. You lie down on the back, and then you shut. That's what we said the other day. You shut going down. That's why what you thought was the underneath was really the milmala.
How they
shut
now?
I don't know. I think they do. Don't they stand up and they go underneath like that? I don't know. Yeah, I thought sometimes they put it into like that swing type thing, and like a papoose, and they turn it over. I thought that they lift it and turn it over. That's why Peter gets all upset or something like that. No. That book is fantastic. It's unbelievable. The guy's on a tour. He's a young guy. He's on a tour. He's running around. Yeah, he was up there. He's giving street tours to people. Yeah, fantastic. So Amri b'Ma'arava, they said in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, Mishmei Rav Yosef Chanina, what is considered the shihir shihiya? It's kedei sheyagihena v'yarvitsena v'yishkot. To lift it, flip it, I guess. It's shechted. And he says, but the shear is different depending on the type of animal. Daka, gasa, gasa. Smaller animals, amount of time take for a smaller animal. Gasa, amount of time take for a bigger animal. I guess for an oak, maybe it would be the same thing, for an oak. So Amar Rava. Rava says, Hashokit v'sakin ra. You're shechting with a dull knife. Clearly this knife is kosher. There's no pegimos, there's no nicks. It's just not dull. It's not a sharp blade. It's taking longer to get through. I don't know why it wouldn't be tired by the chayim, but whatever the reason is, this thing takes a longer time to get through. Afilo kolo yom kulo, either if you're shechting the entire day with this knife, that's kshera. Takes you the entire day to get to the simanim, that's kosher. I don't understand the metzias of what that case is. Man is shechting an animal all day is clearly, you know, painful to the animal. He said, kill me slowly. It's very, it's shechting slowly. Right. That's what they test for the sharpness of the blade as well. So I don't get it. So Bayi Rava. So now Rava asks the final question. Shihios mahu shiitarku. Let's say throughout the time of my shechita process, I have multiple shihios, but each shihia individually is not the amount of time for a soul. But do they combine and now make it soul? So I shecht it, I had a shear at point A for 2 seconds, point B for 5 seconds. And the whole shiur is supposed to be a minute. And eventually, all the shiurs I have are a minute and a half. The kotel, I did the whole shiur. So Gemara says, "Mitivsho leimi today." You can answer from what you said. You said that you can shecht all day. So isn't it mostly shechting all day means that you have shiur throughout the day and never let the say shiur shera? So the Gemara says, "No, hasam lo shah over there by the case of the stock and raw." But it's the case that's bothering us. It's not that you had a bad knife and you kept away. It's that you had a bad knife and it took you all day. So there was no shahir there. So I can't prove from there that multiple shahirs are not mitzarek. Maybe multiple shahirs are mitzarek. That's one. So I don't think we answered that. Right. But our question is on the side. How do you have that? How do you have that case?
Through lunch.
To review a document, you can take a break. There's no tsar for the document. It's actually tsar for the person reading it. But for the animal, okay. So another subject when you have by shahia, boyi rabun brayder of nasa. Similar to what we've had in the past, same machlokas Rashi in the time, the same oneness that we did on Tuesday. Boyi rabun brayder of nasa. Shaha b'miut simanim mahu. You had shia in the miut of the simanim. What's the din? Teiku. Let's read what Rashi says. The case is Rashi says. The miut simanim. Look at Rashi. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines in the bottom, towards the left side. The miut simanim. Shachat harov. The shechted rov of the simanim. Same case we had before, right? The shechted rov of the simanim, which basically means you're done. But what you do with shaha, then you delayed. The miut ha'achram v'gomer shetasa. Then you made a delay. Then you went back and you finished. There was no need to finish because rov v'gula. But you went and you finished. So what's the din? Mahu miyam rinam. Do we say? Cave on the other day, Ruba is kasher. Since you did rove, it ends right at that time, and the animal is kasher. Oh, Dilmore, do we say cave on the hada, the gumra, kulachad shudi? Since you went back and finished it, it's all considered one ma'aser shkita, right? So we had the lumber, and Rabbeinu Tam clearly argues on this. Rabbeinu Tam says, so it's not lamed, and once you hit rove, you're done. So we said it's a machlokus on how you view rove, how you view Ruba kulo, okay?
It's ruined by going back.
So, but the other side was that you can't ruin something once it's finished. It's just like cutting a leg afterwards. I did shchita, I did rove, I'm done. Now what would happen if I cut the toenail? It's a big deal. It's like a toenail now because it's done. Or you say no, that your ruvah kufula means that it substitutes for what you did, but if you continue doing it, it's mitzayim, it's still one ma'aser shchita. So Gemara says, teiku, Rashi says, what teiku say all the time? Rashi says, teiku in Yisurin is l'chumra. And then Rashi goes and explains it has to be the machlokas by the miyud basa, not if you did shia before you got to rove, but that's Rashi's case. Tosfos is clearly going to argue. The Gemara says, "Teiku and Rashi, flurin for the Rashi, pasul given going to Rashi." According to Rashi, it's possible, right? So Rashi, because Rashi passed on that lama, the same thing with Hagrama and with all the other cases that if you did the miyud basa, then it's mitzarek to go back, even though ruva kekula. Next, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, "In shaha kidei bikur." That's the amount of time. Today bikur. So the Gemara asks, "My today bikur?" So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Today bikur shall come. Chacham. The amount of time it would take for the chacham to come and check the knife. Again, we have the same question. Let's say the chacham, one chacham is in the same apartment building. In other case, the chacham is on the other side of the town. So what are you talking about here? In Kenya, the amount of time it takes for the chacham to come is very objective. It's very subjective. It depends on how far the chacham is away. Before answering, no, the shear is Ella Kidei Bikur Tava Chacham. How long it would take for a butcher who's the Chacham, in this town, the guy, talking about a situation where the Tavach, the butcher, he himself is the Bucky, he would have to check the knife. How long it would take for him, the butcher, to check the knife, that would be, that's the amount of time. So here, I don't know how you quantify that. You think you have to do a test, how long it takes the guy to check.
Well, how long would it take the examination of a mumcha?
How long it would take the examination of a tabach mumcha to check the knife? Because if it's another mumcha, you have to bring it from somebody else, somewhere else.
Assuming he was there, how long would it take him to examine the knife?
Right, so this is saying that he's there, because the tabach is the guy. Typically the chacham, if he's not the tabach, is not standing there.
Just
to say, it's time to go get him. Right. Typically, if the chacham's not there, he's busy passing other shilas. But if he's the tabach himself, he's going to be there. Okay. The halacha is, we all know that in order for a behemoth to have a kosher shkita, you have to shech two simanim, right? The kana and the neshes. Now they're going to bring a machlokas tanoim where one simon was shechted kihilkasa, but the second simon was shechted in a pasul manner. So the machlok or it wasn't shechted at all. So the question is now this behemoth is clearly not mutar b'achila. The question is it a debema, and therefore it's metana, the magal masa, or is it merely a trefa? Okay?
I don't think you need an order. No, but
usually it comes to the
first.
Usually, okay. But let's say you went in and you moved it in. It doesn't make a difference. It's still kosher if you do both out of that order. As long as you don't have a...
Well, wait.
That's the first line.
But
the second line, the meshes the kana first. The shachat es haveshet, you shechted the veshet, right, which is the... Right, which is the esophagus. Shachat es haveshet, and then upasak es hagargeret. And then somehow you ripped or tore the kana, right? That's not in the way of shechita. Or pasak es hagargeres, right? First you ruined the gargeres, the akar kach shachat es haveshet, and then you shechted the veshet appropriately. Oh, shachat echa mehen, or you shechted one of them, either one, the veshet or the gargeres. The himtin marchemi, so you never shechted the other one, and then you let it bleed out and it died, right? Oh, shehechlid es hasakin tachat sheni shako. Or you shechted one, maybe chalado, you buried it underneath, he did it a pasul shita the other way. Rabbi Yishev of Omer, he says that since the two simonim were not shechted kehilchasa, this behemah is in the veila. This thing comes in the veila, therefore it's the time of magu masa. Right? So if you keep in mind, shita does accomplishes two things. A valid shita accomplishes two things. It permits you from, permits a and removes it from the halachas of the veila. Question though is, can you split those up? Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, Rabbi Akiva says here, trefa. Once one siman is shechted, it's no longer a nevema, but it can't be eaten until two simanim are shechted. So what happens now? Once you shechted that one, it's considered a trefa. So, klal amar Rabbi Yishev. Rabbi Yishev gives a klal, which is some of his rule, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Kol shenipsla b'shkitasa nevela. If the psul took place during shkita, it's a nevela. However, b'kol sheshkitasa karoi, if the shkita was done appropriately, b'davar acher garmeli pasel, but there's something, there's a side reason other than a shkita which makes this animal no good to be in, that's a trefa. And in the end, the whole of Rabbi Kiva, even though he argues in our Mishnah, in the end, the Mishnah says he came around to Rabbi Yeshiva's line of reasoning, and he agreed that if the psul took place because of the shkita, it's in the Deva. If the shkita was valid, the psul was something else, had a hole in the lung or something like that, that is a trefa. So now the Mishnah quotes Shachas of Eshet, and it says Vahodla Rekiva. Rekiva was Moda. The verse says, really, Rekiva is Moda? We're going to bring down a Mishnah from Daf Membeis 10 days from now, which is going to seem to imply that the din that Rabbi Kiva held, that if you had one siman shechted and another not shechted, it's only a trefa, right? Very minui. Elu trefas mehema. The Mishnah says these are what Mishnah and Elu trefas says these are things that are considered trefas. These are trefas. What's a trefa? Nikuvas hadeshes. Upesukas hagargeres. You shechted the veshes and you ripped the gargeres. That's our case, right? Isn't that our case? If nifsekah hagargeres shelob deres shkita, it's not in the vela, but it's a trefa, and that's counted one of the 18 trefas that are listed in the Mishnah there. So you see that this Mishnah is now so similar what we just said, because this Mishnah, our Mishnah said that Rabbi Kiva was motzei Rabbi Yishev, that if the shkita is done improperly, it becomes in the vela. But over there, if the shkita was done improperly, did one simon validly, and the other simon got ripped, it only calls it a trefa. Why? According to everybody in our Mishnah, it should be considered a nevela. Got it? Do you get it?
No.
Okay. We said in our case is that you shecht one simon validly and the other simon invalidly. Everyone at the end, everyone agrees that it's a nevela. The Mishnah Nach Mem Beis brings that same case and calls it a trefa. So the question then is, trefa does not contract tumah magul masa. There are other halachas also, but the trefa does not transmit tumah. So basically, the question is, it's okay, you can have a separate din, but who is that second Mishnah going like? It's not going like Rabbi Yishev, and now it can't go like Rabbi Kiva either because he agrees with Rabbi Yishev. So what's going on with that Mishnah?
So what did the Mishnah feel with trefa? What's that case?
That was before he was chozer. And then it says behold the Rabbi Kiva. There's a revision at the end. Right, there's a version at the end. It's version 2. So Amar Rav, now we're going to bring three answers to try to say that it's not a kasha. The last answer, I think, is the most puzzling answer, is we say that one Mishnah was written before Chazara, one Mishnah after Chazara, once the Mishnah was written, they don't remove it. But we'll get to that. Now we have to figure out these two answers. So help me along. So Amar Rav lo kasha. There's no kasha between the two Mishnahs. Khan, our Mishnah, is Sheshachat Ulevasot Pasuk. It's where you shechted the first siman and the second siman gets torn. The kan, and that becomes the nezilah. But kan in the second mishnah is shepasak. The first siman got ripped, and then with a soap shachat, and then you shechted
the
shechted.
No,
but if, the hadamim would be that if it's already torn beforehand, you can't do shechita on it. It's already a treifa. Once a treifa, it's already a treifa. So, but the Gemara is going to knock this answer off right away because that's not what our Mishnah says, right? It says kan sheshachat l'basof, kan sheshachat u'basof pasach. The kan, the other Mishnah is pasach u'basof shachat. And the Gemara explains shachat u'basof pasach. Let's say you first shechted the one siman and then you tore the second siman. Nisela b'shchitahi. The psul took place during my shechita. That would create a nevela. But over there, pasach u'basof shachat. When did the psul take place, Dave? The psul took place prior to my shechita, right? Ki davar acher garlo mi pasal damya. That's the same thing. Before you did a valid shechita, you tore the siman. So the havamir there is that's the same thing as having a nick in the lung, having a hole in the lung, because you didn't do shechita yet. But you didn't do shechita. So, makes it a treifa. That's what we're saying. It makes it a treifa. It only becomes a nevela if during a valid shechita it gets messed up. But if you ripped out the ripped it out, shechta the two siman according to halacha.
But you start off with
the
shechita.
But you didn't do shechita. You did a tearing. It's not shechita. So that the havamir would be that that's the same thing as getting some other mum. It's another mum. Let's say I took my knife and I jabbed the lung. It's the same. It's the same idea. Oh, the Gemara's are rejected. So Eisin Rav Acha Ravun La Rava. So Ravun Acha asks the Rav, it can't be. Why? Our Mishnah says it in both ways. Our Mishnah says Shachas the Veshes Pasuk Agares. Oh, Pasuk is like Agares. Acha Shachas the Veshes Nevela. Our Mishnah says like you're saying, David. Both ways it becomes a Nevela because you're probably in the act of Shechita. Doesn't make a difference. Don't tell me the difference is which came first. Our Mishnah goes and talks about both cases. The Gemara says, no, Ema, let's reinterpret our Mishnah. Let's reinterpret our Mishnah to try to revitalize Rava's answer. Ema, when our Mishnah says, Pasuk es hagargeres, the achakar shak as a veshes, it doesn't mean that first I rip one simon and then check the second simon. It means, ukvar shak as a veshet mikara. It's Pasuk es hagargeres, after I have already done one shrita on the other simon. So Gemara says, wait a second, I got two problems with that. Amrele, state shubas v'dav, you're grasping at straws. Tada, if that's the case, that's the same case as the first case in the Mishnah. The first case in the Mishnah is a valid shechita on one siman, and then tearing on the second siman. You tell me that the second case is the same thing, why would you repeat the din twice? And number two, that's not what the words say, right? Number two, va'od hatnan v'acharkach. It says, shachar es haveshes v'acharkach, and afterwards you pass it to gageres. It's not that the gageres gets torn, that's the order. The order is that you ripped and then shechted it in the second case. So clearly that Rava's answer is out. That cannot bring to be the distinction between the two Mishnayos. Again, the two Mishnayos seem to be so there about a case where you had you have a hole in the Veshas or a rip in the Gargaris and then you do Shlita, there it says Trefa, but us who said it's going to be on the Vela. So El Amar Rava, what's the difference? When it says Trefas over there, it doesn't mean Trefas, it means the Velas. He says, Elu Asur Satani. The real gears over there is not Elu and the Trefos. Change the whole third parak. Should be Elu Hain Asuros. Asur would include in the Vela. It says, Elu Asuros Satani, Vyeshma and the Velos. And included in those things that we list that are Asur, some are Trefos and some are the Velos. Vyeshma and Trefos. Vyeshma and the Velos. Vyeshma and Trefos. Some are ones. So Mark says, wait a second. If that list of the 18 over there is included in the Velos, well, I have other cases of the Velos that aren't included. Well, why not? There's a big two cases. Number one, he says, the Lechshav Nami, so also include the following case, the case of Chizkia. Right? Lechshav Nami, the Chizkia. The Amar Chizkia, the Chizkia said, Asaha Gistera, which I think that means you kind of chop the behemoth in half, right? I don't know if you do it by the Shkita or not, you kind of slice the behemoth in half, and I guess it's still roaming around. You know, it still has, you basically do an amputation on it, or something like that. Is it the Psik Resha here? It includes chopping the head off, or just cutting it in half? What does he say? Oh, so maybe he did. Okay, so you chopped it off. That's considered in the vela, even though it's still flopping in the wind, right? Even though it's still running around like a chicken without a head. right? That's considered Mesa, and therefore it's the time for Nevela. But that's not included in the list in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, the Lashon of Nami also the Rabbi Elazar. The case of Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Rabbi Elazar, Nitla Yerif Akalos Shalah Nevela. Let's say you rip out the thigh along with all the meat around it, so that you kind of see the hole. I think that's the case. You rip out the thigh and its connecting bone and everything, so that's a Nevela as well. Right? Even though it's alive, it's still considered a Nevela. So what? I'm foreshadowing. So why don't you list those? So the Gemara answers, Ki katani nevela dolo matan lechayim, abal nevela dolo matan lechayim, no katani. It only listed cases of nevela once the animals are dead. The two cases that we just brought out, the animal can still be alive for a certain amount of time. So that's called nevela mechayim, that's not listed. So that answer still stands. So the answer still stands that possibly the distinction between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Temblach is that if the Mishnah over there is, there's no difference. The Mishnah over there is talking, when it comes to Treifa, Rabbi Akiva would agree. But the Mishnah over there is talking about a case where the Mishnah where it says Elu, sorry, the Mishnah over there where it says Elu Treifa is talking about cases in the Vela. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Sheva can be the author, but in this case, they hold it in the Vela. For a certain amount of time, it's going to be running around, touching on that. If you chop it off down the middle, someone could survive for a little bit. Right. Well, I don't know what the other 17 cases are over there. They claim that a gistera is in the vela even though it's still mitparcheses, which means it's not just lying dead. It's still. Didn't we say the other day?
What?
But yeah, that's through a valid shrita.
Yeah, so.
This is not through a valid shrita.
Not valid shrita.
Right, so what's the, why is it still considered alive? Because it's still moving, so that's the...
No, but
what's the
valid shrita?
What is
valid
number an hour down here? Right. If it's moving after an invalid shrita, seems to be the criteria. Okay, so now we're going to have Reish Lakish's answer. Okay. Again, we're trying to make a distinction between the Mishnah there, which calls the Treifos, by our case, which calls it Nevelos, because the soul took place during the Shkita. So, Shimon Reish Lakish on there, Khan, our Mishnah is Sheshakat the Makom Chasach. I think it means that you shechted the Gargeres, Sheshakat the Makom, at the same place where it has a hole in it. I don't know what that is. That right, you shechted where it has a prior cut. But Khan and the other Mishnah says Shachat Shalom Makam Chasa, where you shechted in a different place. Gemara explains. Shachat the Makam Chata. Let's say you shechted where a prior cut was. Nifshla b'shkita hi. That is viewed as if the shkita makes it pasal. Because, I think it means because the prior hole wasn't done via Meiser Shkita, therefore it is a Nevela. So therefore it's a Nevela. But Shalom Makam Chasa, the other case in the other Mishnah is that you did a Maisha Shrita, another Maisha Shrita, and therefore, Hidavar Achem Garel Le Lipasel Damya. Since you're doing a valid Shrita, you view the other hole, as like a hole in the lung, so to speak. It's extrinsic, in other words, extrinsic to the Shrita, and therefore it would only be a trait. Okay.
Why is it trait? Is it the robe of the simile, or is it even a partial hole is considered
the I think robe. I think robe of the simile. I think. So the Gemara says, Umi Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish Hachi. Does Rav Shimon ben Lakish really hold that shechting a torn simon not in the place where the hair is considered a Maisha Shrita? Does he really say that? The Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, didn't Rav Shimon ben Lakish say the following case? Shachat es hakana. So you shechted the trachea, right? You shechted the trachea. The Akar Kach Nikva Hareya. And right after you shechted the trachea, which is connected to the lung gets punctured. Okay? So you shechted the karnet, lung gets punctured, then you check the veshet. He says, shera, it's kosher. Even though a puncture in the lung is typically a trefa, here he's saying that it's considered good. Why? Because the lung is colored to the karnet. Once you shech the windpipe, the lung has no function. So the lung is breathing, the breathing apparatus, I'm assuming, and it's connected to the windpipe. And once you cut the windpipe, it's as if the lung is gone already. The lung has no function. So if you get a hole in the lung now, who cares? It's a hole in a piece of meat. It doesn't count for anything yet. Right? So after bringing, after you shechted over the kohen, it's as if, I guess, it's as if the lung is put is on the side. So the behemoth is not going to become a treifa because of this fold. So the Gemara says, the Ketzin continues, Alma keman demanka b'dikuladami. So according to Reish Lakish, I'm doing this slowly, so I'm trying to figure it out. According to Reish Lakish, he holds that after you shech roll of the kana, it's as if the kana is, I consider it outside of the animal, and therefore it's not mechuber to the rest of the behemoth, something like that. So hachanami, so too in the case where you have a hole in the gargeres, say command mancha b'dikuladamya. You should say that it's sitting in the basket. So how can Reish Lakish said? How can Reish Lakish have said that if you shechted not in the place of the chituch, the shechita is moriel to take it out from the neveira? Don't we say that if you shecht, why should it not be treifa? Oh, because once the hole is there, it's as if it's outside. So you're not doing the ma'aser shechita. See, if you're not doing the ma'aser shechita, that should be your treifa, not an avela. Right. So it should be a treifa, not an avela. Well, I mean, if it's not, it should be an avela.
It should be neither one.
It can't be fine.
Why isn't
the veil?
Because since the kind of connects to the lung,
once you cut it,
no more
stolen. Exactly. If you took it away,
it's gone.
And now you're doing something else.
I said, it comes from the veil. Okay. So, Ella Amar Rabbi Thea Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lokasha. Lokasha, here, this is the answer to the Mishnah. Because now, basically, we had three answers so far. Right, we had Rav Acha Bar Huna, which we rejected basically. Then we had Rava, which said that if we reinterpret the Mishnah Membe, that stood. Now Reish Lakish gets knocked off. Now we have a four answer, Ella Amar Bechia Bar Abba. So I don't know why it says Ella. Ella is mentioned that we rejected all the other ones. So the reason we reject the other ones, answer number two still stands. Ella Amar Bechia Bar Abba Rav Yochanan Lokasha, Kai Kodim Chazara, Vikai Ma'acha Chazara, the Mishnah Lozazru Koma. The Mishnahs were written at different times. The first Mishnah was written after Rav Kiva was Chozer. The second Mishnah was written before Rav Kiva was Chozer. And we don't remove Mishnayos. Fascinating Rashi. Rashi says, Ella Amar Rav Yochanan. Mishnah Zod Elu Treifos Rav Kiva Amar Kodem Shachazano. So Rav Kiva said before he was Chozer. When Mishnah Sein, the Katani Vahod Rav Kiva, the Abbas is after Chazara. Right, Mishnah, the Eutrapus, Achash and Mishnah Medras, Lozum Koma. Once it was all oral, once it was written down, once it was said, it wasn't removed. Right? Lozum Koma, Lo Shachua Hatanayim, Lo Akua Mishnah Sam, they didn't remove it, Akhish Chazar of Akiva, even though he was Chazar. The Chazar Vishan, the Kavu Mishnah Sam, Akhla Akhazar. They put it in the Mishnah even after the Chazara. The Mar says, wait a second. But, Ba'afa P, Shizo Kodemis Lazo, ain't Sidri Mishnah. So why do you have the Chazara Mishnah before the non-Chazara Mishnah? Should be the other way around. We say that Mishnah. So Rashi says, ain't saying to the Mishnah. We do say saying to the Mishnah. When we have the Alpha God, the Chazam, Asechas, Amrina, and the Lefnei Edei, and Yeshiva Mishnah, we send the Gemara and the Avodah Zarah, that the only time we say ain't saying to the Mishnah is the two different Asechas. But in the same Asechas, we say that there is a saying to the Mishnah. That was the whole thing of a psalm and like a
cup. Well, Rebbe put it together.
Correct, but that Gemara and Avodah Zarah and Av Zayin said that only applies to the separate Masechus. There was a whole to do, or to whether Baba Kama, Baba Mitzvah, Baba Vasa, consider one Masechus. The Kul and the Zikim. But there is Seder Mishnah in one Masechus. But Rashi says, no, Hani Mili only for Stam, the Achakach Machlokas, O Machlokas, the Achakach Stam, the only time they had a concern, about the order is if the order was that one stam and one thing, and the different rules that you have stam, you have machlokas after stam, you pass them like that stam. That's when they have order. But here, when there's no issue of machlokas after stam, they didn't really care about the order.
Why
not?
Because if you take a look at it, every single Mishnah starts something random over there.
when Rebbe was Messiah, when Rebbe was Messiah, the Gemara says that when Rebbe was Messiah, each Masechta, he had a specific order.
Yeah, he had an order.
And that order, the Havamina was that order include chronology. We're saying it doesn't include chronology.
Yeah.
It only includes shitas. It only the order of shitas, not chronology. Okay, Gufa. See what we can do here. Gufa. Amr Rav Shimon Lakish. Yoyi Sukkah said, Shachar es hakana v'achakach nikvas hareyach shera. You shech the esophagus, the trachea. You hit the trachea, then you get a puncture in the lung, and then you finish with the esophagus. It's still kosher. Because once you shechted the trachea, the puncture in the lung means nothing.
How do you know that?
I don't know. They know. They know. I don't know. They know. They figured it out. He knows. They're all mumkin. What? They know. So Amar Rava. Rava says, Lo Amar Shimon Lakish Ela Bireya. He only says this did if the puncture took place in the lung. Why? Ho will b'chayi reya tuya b'kana. Because the life of the lung is dependent on the trachea. Therefore, once you shech rove of the kaneh, it's no longer connected. It's no longer connected, and it's not going to become a trefa because of that hole in the lung. Ava b'vnei mayayim, but let's say it happens, you shech in one simen, and then you get a puncture in the intestines, right? Lo, and then you shech the other one. Lo, then Reish Lakish is not going to be matirit. That nekiva, that whole puncture, is going to make the animal trefa. Because the chiyus of the innards is not totally with the kana, it's probably totally in the vesha.
Right?
So therefore, after the shchita of the kana, they are still considered connected to the animal, and if they get a puncture, then you shef the vesha, that's a problem because they became a trefa. Okay. It hasn't been removed from the equation yet. So now the Gemara is going to bring a question from Rav Zera on the svara of Rava explaining Reish Lakish. Okay? So maskif la Rav Zera. Rav Zera asks Rava, "May achar shenoldu ba simani treifa hitarta? After simani treifa come in prior to the completion of the shrita, you're going to say this animal is kosher? Mali reya, mali b'nei right mayayim. What's the difference between the reya and the innards? And then v'hadav be Rav Zera. Eventually, Rav Zera is going to retract." And he's going to agree to the chilik of Rava that it's not it's that after the reya is not after the pgam in the lung is not considered a trefa after the shrita of the kaneh, but a trefa in the intestines will be. So Menachem is going to explain tomorrow the proof from Rav Zera, how we prove that Rav Zera was closer. Okay, Shkoyach, thanks for helping out. Have a great day.